And now I thought you might like to hear, talking in 1965, the creator of Just William, Richmore Crompton, in a BBC radio interview. She's discussing some of the background to her work and her relationship with William Brown.
What do you think is the appeal of William today? I mean, William really grew up as a boy in an isolated village in the 20s, didn't he? And yet he's managed to interest children, and certainly myself when I was 10, for all these years right up into the nuclear age. What do you think is his special appeal?
Well, one small boy said to me, "I like William because he does the things I'd like to do but daren't." I think there's a lot in that, you know.
I used to read him, of course, when I was 10, but I wonder if he's changed very much.
Don't think he has very much, because the small boy still has, to a certain extent, the same activities. They still play cowboys and Indians. But I think the chief difference is that they mature much more quickly nowadays. I mean, William, as he is in the book at 11, now would be more 9. He'd be more grown up at 11 than he is now. He'd be much more mature, and he'd be probably taking his girlfriends out and joining a pop singers group.
Do you think William reflects a true slice of life in Britain, village life in Britain?
Yes, I think he does. There's still some villages left exactly like William. But I always think that William is really at the state. There's a saying that we go through all the stages of civilization from the cradle to the grave. And the 11-year-old is at the state of the savage. Loyal to his friends, with all his taboos, the hatred of civilization. And all boys worth anything go through it.
And you think this applies today as it did in the 20s?
I think so, yes.
Some writers who publish children's books say that they don't write for children. They write for themselves. What about you?
Well, my stories were written entirely for adults at first and read by adults. I had no thought of a child readers when I started the William stories, and they gradually drifted from the general shelves on the libraries down to the children's section.
Are there many countries these days in which William doesn't appear?
He doesn't appear behind the Iron Curtain, and he doesn't appear in America.
America? Why is that?
Well, I think the stage of childhood which William goes through doesn't exist in America. I have an idea that in America, the boy leaps from the cradle to the petting party, and that what we know as the boyhood of an English child hardly exists there at all.
What about this most recent book? Is it going to be updated at all?
Well, it's got pop singers in, which really gives it quite a modern note. And it's got the story of pop singers. Oh, and it's got a story about protest marchers, so he's really moving with the times.